Welcome to the Pre-Post Film Review. I'm John Asquith.
And I'm Matt Stevenson. So the way things work around here at Pre-Post is you're going to hear John and myself talk over two distinct periods of time. So first you're going to hear us chat about the trailer to a film. This part will be spoiler-free, so you can listen to that before you've seen the film itself. Then we're going to jump forward in time and John and I will do a full review of the film. And this part of the podcast is going to be chock full of spoilers. So don't listen until you've seen the film yourself. In this episode, we're going to be chatting about Logan. So here's our trailer thoughts.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was. Mutants. They're gone now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing
that's all right, John, so we've just watched the trailer for the new, I guess it's an X-Men film, the new Wolverine film. Logan. Well, it's the third standalone Wolverine film within the X-Men universe, I guess. I'm curious what you think this is going to be like based on the trailer we just saw.
I think this looks really good. Just straight off the bat, first impressions. I think this is an awesome trailer, Matt. It's edited so well with this Johnny Cash song over the top of it and these sort of striking, very grim, serious-looking shots of Hugh Jackman as Logan, a.k.a. Wolverine. Although there's something very telling, I think, that this is just called Logan, right? Mm. And the film looks like a drama in many ways. I mean, obviously, there's going to be action in it, but there's lots of... maybe, you know, it looks like Hugh Jackman bonding with this little girl, and there's Patrick Stewart, I didn't know, actually, was going to be in this till I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And I'm just thinking off, you know, the top of my head here. That makes me think it's like more connected to X-Men or something, which I'm apprehensive about.
Good point.
Because what I really liked about the last Wolverine film, The Wolverine, was that it was totally independent, really. And the only connection was, you know, the Wolverine character.
Mm.
I mean, that's a tiny, you know, whatever thing that just popped into my head when I was watching it. But yeah, overall, I think this looks great. I think it looks like it's shot really nicely. Looks like they're going for some kind of like heavy emotional sort of gut punch in this. What are your sort of general thoughts after having watched this?
Yeah, I agree. I think this trailer is fucking great. Like, this is one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time. I think we need to like make note of this for our end of year discussion on the best trailers.
Just definitely.
Because I think you're right that it's going for a more dramatic feel and gut punchy moments, but this, just the trailer itself was almost like a gut punch. Like seeing that final shot with the like when the music sort of the crescendo to the music and the little girl sort of just like takes his hand as he's standing there all like battered and bruised, and I don't know, it feels like they're finally maturing and making a quote unquote comic book movie that's actually interested in character. And that's kind of like what we said about The Wolverine, though I don't think we did a pre-post episode on it, but just,
no,
I think we did watch it together. Anyway, that is, we often quote that as one of the superhero films that we like the most because it understood that it's the most interesting thing is not the explosions and the fighting. It's a simple story that was kind of him, about him trying to rescue the woman that he loved, if I'm remembering correctly, right? It's like a simple tale. And I feel like they're kind of doubling down on that here.
Yeah, totally.
Which I'm super excited about. And as much as I sort of have never had a connection to comic booky things, I sort of didn't grow up reading comic books, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, X-Men is the one sort of comic book franchise. Not that I ever read the comic books, but I watched the animated TV series, and I've always liked Wolverine as a character, so there's at least a little bit of a connection there for me. So I like the idea of them exploring that in a more interesting, hopefully complex way. Though, hearing you mention that Professor X seems to be in it, I didn't sort of think about it watching the trailer, but that does, you're right, that slightly worries me, that they're trying to like somehow loop it all back in and click it into the X-Men universe, which I don't think would be a good idea.
No, I really wasn't expecting that. No. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, overall, this looks great. I was already optimistic knowing that they were following up the Wolverine and James Mangold was back on directing this, and, you know, it felt like all the signs were pointing in the right direction, and this trailer's just increased my my level of excitement. I think it looks awesome. I'm really, really excited now.
No, I'm up there with you. I'm really pumped for this. And as you said, this is the sort of comic book movie that, you know, we can get behind here at the pre-post film review.
Definitely.
As we're always railing against Marvel, and technically this is Marvel, but it's also kind of not really. So, this is an example where, so Fox own the rights to Wolverine, and they sort of just partner up with Marvel to make these movies. It's not an actual Marvel Studios film. But we're seeing, like, this looks very adult. We know it has like a MA rating here in Australia, and I don't know what the equivalent is in the UK. Do they have different?
I think they have a 15 and an ratings? 18.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this is, to be fair. I know it's an R in America, but then again, I'm not sure what I think that the equivalent of that is an MA in Australia, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, my point is that not being tied directly to Marvel Studios means they can take a chance with something like this. It's not owned by Disney in that way. And it looks like they're really pushing the boundaries, which is exactly what we want. So, pretty excited.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see what we had to say after we've watched the film.
Okay.
Let's read. Where is she?
Beneath the stains. She's like you. Of time, very much like you. The feelings disappear. She needs our help.
You are someone to come along.
Someone has come along.
I am still right here. And you could have it all. My empire. I will make you hurt. I will keep myself. I would find a way.
Logan, you still have time.
All right. Here we are, Matt. We're in our giant tin shed because we got dementia brain powers, and we're going to be talking about the new Wolverine film, the last Wolverine film starring Hugh Jackman, Logan. So we were very excited going into this one, I think, based on that. The trailer was very well made, and sort of the film making itself seemed to be approaching the subject matter in a way that would be interesting to us, I think. So I'm very curious what your thoughts are now that we've seen the movie. Tell me.
Yeah. I still feel like I'm processing this film, John. I think my initial reaction was positive for the most part. And it does a lot of what I feel like I wanted a mature comic book film to do. Like, it is much more focused on character than any other comic book, perhaps, other than the Wolverine or those sort of standalone films have been. It's definitely a darker tone.
it does go for like big emotional punches, some of them which actually worked quite well on me. It's like ridiculously brutally violent, which was one of the issues that I had with it. But I'm kind of torn, right? Because like part of me is likes the fact that there's an honesty to that violence, right? Like the problem with something like the kid-friendly X-Men films is you've got a character with fucking knives coming out of his hands that slashes around at people, and it's just conveniently sort of off screen, or you know, there's no blood, and it's like safe for children to watch. So, but the reality of it is, if he got into a fight, this is what it would look like. You know, people getting limbs severed and you know, blood everywhere. So, in a way, I respect that, but I feel like the more time has passed since I've seen the film, the more I've kind of soured on it. And it just, there was some, I feel like it's mature on surface alone. Like it feels like it's mature by being ultra violent, having lots of swearing and killing characters off. Whereas it doesn't want to in any mature way reckon with any of that. Like, oh, it's so mature because it has a small child that butchers people, but it never wants to deal with the fact that there's consequences to a child murdering someone. Like, it's just never discussed. So I know I feel like a bit of a hypocrite, because this is kind of is delivering on more than any other superhero film ever has, and delivering more things that I've always said I wanted. But on the other hand, I think it falls down in a lot of those areas as well. Or like I said, it's superficially delivering on them and not on any sort of meaningful way. But I feel like I'm very much in the minority here, because I feel like every review that I'm reading is like 5 stars, the greatest superhero film ever made. And actually, just to before I throw to you, because I'm super curious, I hope this could be like our first disagreement, because the way we went into this, you know, we were both super excited. And maybe you could talk me into liking it a bit more. Because there is something about the R-rated or the matureness of the violence and the action in general that reminded me of something like Terminator 2 or some sort of action film that we don't sort of get anymore. Like it is all sanitized and child-friendly and marvelized these days. So while I was in the film, I was kind of like, yeah, man, this reminds me of like an old James Cameron film where people get shot in the face, you know, like it's violent and kind of a bit scary and gross and like visceral. So I did like that, but I think it also, it's like plays with fire a little bit. Like it really goes places, quote-unquote dark places, but doesn't kind of reckon with that in any meaningful way. Anyway, that we can sort of dig into some of that a bit more, perhaps, and see how we go. But I'm curious to know what you thought, John. Are you going to talk me into liking this film? Is this something we can finally disagree on?
I would hope that one day we will have different points of view. But I was laughing to myself then, because I have the exact same thoughts.
We are the same person.
We are. It's troubling. It's very troubling. We're like Logan in this film with his clone, except they just get along straight away.
Yeah, and exactly. Don't fight. And start a podcast and just agree on every film that they say.
Yeah, exactly. I have the exact same frustrations and conflict on how I feel about this movie. I think for the first half or so, I was fairly positive on it. And all of those superficial touches of the violence and it being dark and very serious and, hey, look, he's swearing and all this kind of stuff. That's refreshing for a movie like this. Definitely. But after a while, it does become a case of what else is there? And there really isn't much else to it. So it's still a comic book movie And I mean, it's dumb to say that because it is, and you shouldn't maybe you just shouldn't expect something else. And it's trying very hard, and it is coming from a very good place. I can't remember any exact quotes, but I've heard James Mangold talk about it in interviews, and he really doesn't like the Marvel movies. And he's like, they're not about character and all this sort of thing. So he's approaching it from a great perspective. But I do wonder if this tipped over the edge a bit into like the violence so hard that it almost swings it back towards being like a Marvel film, which is just for fanboys. Like some of the violence in this is at first shocking in a good way, and then it just gets a bit icky, I think, and a little bit like testosterone-y, you know, man-child kind of stuff, you know, like video game. You know, and I love video games. I'm not against violence in movies at all. but you need a point. Otherwise, it just becomes mindless. And even though there's lots of good character moments in this, and it is focused on character, whenever there's an action scene, it kind of forgets about that in a way, and it's just like cool and violent. And yeah, you know, as you said, it's hard because it's what we want, but it's like just a few degrees off what we want. So, which makes it worse in a way, you know, it's like so close that when they push it too far, it's like, no, you're so close. Don't give in to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a moment in the middle of the movie where they stay at that farming family's house. And the family just gets fucking slaughtered. Yeah. And then Hugh Jackman goes out and gets the piss beaten out of him. And there's blood and stuff everywhere. And I was just like, and the music's like this droning, you know, scary kind of foreboding hum the whole time. And I was sitting there like, am I enjoying this? Is this what I want? Is this good?
I agree. I had the same feeling with that family. Like, that's what tipped me. Like, that... that could have been a cool horror moment. But you're 100% right. Like, it just plays as an action scene. Then they just move on. Like, they never reckon with that loss or that he caused the death of that. I mean, there's superficially there's one line about everyone that's around him gets hurt or whatever he says.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of is his shtick or whatever.
Mm.
But,
mm.
like, Jesus, you watched, like, children and a mother, like, get brutally murdered.
Yeah, you know? Really, like, brutally. Yeah. Like, it shows the bodies, it shows the blood. It felt extremely dark, like a horror movie. And if you're going to, like, I did feel a bit uneasy because then Hugh Jackman's fighting, as I said, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's... I'm not going to think that's cool because they're fighting after this family's just been killed. Mm-hmm. And then the clone gets impaled on the tractor or whatever it is. And it's just like so visceral. And it's all shot well and looks good, but it's a little icky. And then, yeah, as you say, like I thought that was a real turning point story-wise. Like when I was sitting there, I thought it was going to be, but yeah, it's the movie just keeps going. Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, and the other thing that happens there, which I wrote in my notes, is Professor X has this really great moment where he's like, oh, I've hurt so many people and all this sort of thing. And I was just trying to do the right thing, but I couldn't help it and all that sort of thing. It's a great performance by Patrick Stewart. And then he just gets fucking stabbed in the chest. You see the whole thing. You see the blood like pulling out of his shirt. And I just feel like, is that... That's the end of that character as played by Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, I feel the exact same thing.
And that's just really yuck, you know? Like, he's such an altruistic, good character. And I understand, like, the movie's like... Literally says, like... You know, in real life, people die, not like, you know, he holds up the comic book and he's like, these are made up stories or whatever. But it's also like, yeah, but this is a comic book movie. You know, like, it's not actually real life. So I find that almost like, I don't know if cynical is the right word, but there's something nihilistic about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the end of that character. And I totally agree. I felt a bit not right about how that goes down.
But I think it's also like another point that's almost like on the knife's edge of being incredible. Like, there's almost something profound you could do about that moment. Like, there's something so deeply, deeply sad about him dying, thinking it's Logan that stabbed him through the chest. And he does have that moment where he's carrying him out and he's like, it wasn't me, or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is like, deeply sad.
Well. Yeah.
But again, it doesn't reckon with any of that. Like, there's no, that doesn't build to anything else. There was no point for the Wolverine clone to be killing him other than he's just a psycho that kills everyone. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't die for anything or in the pursuit of anything. They were just at a house having a sleep. And I guess maybe, you know, like you said, that's the point, that people die, you know, in unglamorous ways randomly. But
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like you need more than that, especially when you've got a character that spans, like, what, how many, like, 7 films. Like you said, he's such a core, altruistic, positive, you know, character has a positive message as a character, that to just have him like snuffed out like that in a brutal, you know, way, just so the film can be quote unquote mature.
That's right.
It's a bit rough.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a bit troubling. Like, if you get a bit meta about it, it's like, this is where these movies are going now, because we're all in our 30s. So we want adult movies, you know, all the fans, like, give me blood, give me violence, give me dark subject material. And the killing of Professor X is like the last vestige of the superhero that wants to fight for good, you know? I mean, Logan does, but he's fucked up. And like, is that what we're getting now? We're either getting that, right? Or Deadpool, which is like, sarcastic joking all the time. I don't actually care about anything. I mean, that's a cynical reading from me, but I'm just a bit worried that both these movies are like rated R or MA or whatever, and they've done well on a fairly low budget, which means we're going to get more of them from studios. I think they've realized there's this adult market, but if they're all just like this, I'm going to be out very quickly, you know? And I feel bad saying that, because this movie, as I said, comes from a good place, and I like it, and I think it's well made, and Hugh Jackman, you know, gives an incredible performance throughout the whole thing. But yeah, it's interesting that we both latched onto like this kind of feeling underneath the surface that's a little, off-putting.
Yeah, I think it's sort of latched onto the wrong idea of mature. Or like, its idea of mature isn't mature. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It hasn't
yes.
really matured. It's,
yes.
it's matured in the wrong direction. And I also think part of the issue is the villain. Like, again, I think this is another example of like the Marvel villain problem. Like, who gives a shit about the villain in this film, really? I mean, who is the villain? You've got Old Mate with his robot hand, but he's kind of the henchman for the scientist. Yeah. Who is kind of only rocks up into like the final act, and like what is their plot? Their whole evil plan is to just kill mutants, okay? Like, so they can breed their own. I mean, it's just so uninteresting and so not, I don't know, thematically rich in any way. It doesn't tie into anything. It's the most dull. Like, it really doesn't feel like Logan is fighting for anything or towards anything other than. I mean, the idea is he's, like, forced to become a father and save this young girl, but she's, like, fucking more brutal than he is. I'm pretty sure she'll be right on her own, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It kind of, I don't know, it felt like he needed, if we're going to sit through all this brutal violence, there needed to be a heart to it or some sort of core that was noble and, like, when he screamed, which is kind of what the trailer seemed to suggest, that he was, like, doing everything to protect this small child and that's what was drawing his rage out, which is there kind of, but I don't feel like it plays out that way, the way she is depicted in the film and the other children, the other mutant children that kind of come in the third act. So it kind of feels a bit superfluous at the end. Like that whole final battle, it kind of just devolves into your usual superhero, you know,
yeah,
everyone
has
their own magic powers and
yeah,
like the kids just brutalize all the soldiers.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of comes apart a little bit then. It feels like a typical superhero movie, as you say, but because this is a lower budget film, it feels a bit rough around the edges at that point as well. I felt like the filmmaking wasn't great in that particular area. Just with like the soldiers and the kids like breathing their ice and all that stuff. It just looked a little bit off. But yeah, I think you're right. And as soon as he sort of embraces who he is to this girl, it's like 2 minutes before that final fight. And then, you know, spoilers, everyone, he dies. And, you know, it is sad when she's saying, oh, you know, dad and all this kind of stuff, or daddy, but it's almost too late. He's reluctant for the whole movie.
Like
right up until
reluctant.
That line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yes, they bond, but it's never, it's pushing that button too hard of like the reluctant hero, the brooding, you know, guy with a dark past. He doesn't want to connect because he knows people are going to die. But it's just like, three too many scenes of that sort of thing. And therefore you're right. The heart is lost from the movie. I mean, it's there, but it's not as strong as it could be considering, you know, the trailer and how excited we were from watching that. And it seemed to suggest a movie that was a drama with some action scenes in it. And I guess that's true to an extent, but it's surrounded by, violence that's maybe too hard. And those comic book storylines, like it just gets a bit, it's not as simple, I think, as maybe we expected from the trailer. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I think it does suffer a little bit from like pacing issues towards the end. Like I remember thinking there's sort of a scene when they're sitting in the car, maybe the car's sort of broken down or something. And when she's trying to convince him for like the third time to go to the Eden place or whatever, like he clearly doesn't want to go and knows that it's non-existent. And it just feels like the whole film is meandering at that point. Like it really becomes obvious that there's no drive to the plot. Like no one has a reason to do anything at that point. Like they're trying to get away from the villains, I guess. But even then there's not really a sense that they're in like hot pursuit. It's just like, let's try and get to this Eden place that doesn't exist. So I'm just going to prove to you that it's not there because you wouldn't shut up about it. So let's drive there.
Yeah.
You know, like it's sort of just, there's this lull. There's never like a, I think that feeds into the same sense that things sort of don't gel or have a core or a heart towards the end.
Yeah.
Though having just said that, I do like the idea of the Eden being created by the myth of it being there. You know, like the nurses knowingly told these kids something that wasn't there in order to group them in a single spot. You know what I mean? By telling them there was an Eden, they created the Eden in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I really like that idea. I thought that was quite clever. I mean, I think the final moments when he's at his grave and she like turns the headstone to the X, I actually really like, I think that's a great like final.
Send off
to him. And that I did get a little bit emotional just because you've spent so much time with him over all these years. Same with the Professor X, even if the manner of his death, like you can't help but feel like sad that he's gone when it happened.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Speaking of like the tonal weirdness, but before, another thing I didn't like about the portrayal of Professor X was his constant swearing in this as well. That felt to me like off character for him. Like he's so like regal and educated. Like he might get angry and be a bit scruffy, but I'd feel like he would never tell Logan to fuck off or whatever he does in this film a few times. Like,
yeah, Yeah, I totally agree. And actually the first, 30, 40 minutes of the film, there's like fucks thrown around everywhere.
Mm.
And it felt a little try hard to me. It felt like this thing we're talking about of like, you know, thinking something's mature by putting swear words in it and violence. And, yeah. You know, that actually highlights that it's not. Mm. Like the first, I'm sure the first two or three phrases that you hear from Logan are just like, fuck off. Like he just says it to everyone at the start of the movie. And I get it. Like, it's fine. But, you know, it felt like, yeah, again, like one too many. I guess like the violence is like just pushed a little too far to be, I don't know, to sit well with me.
So I know we're still harping on negatives and we probably should try and move to some positives, but the violence against and performed by children was the thing that like tipped me as well. Like it's like the brutality of it, but it's just so full on and the way that the little girl like viciously like stabs people multiple times in the face and like the chest and she kind of holds that guy's severed head at the beginning and throws it out and stuff. It's like, I don't know, it made me feel icky right from the beginning. Anyway, we should try and talk about some positives because like we said at the beginning, I actually did quite enjoy watching it for the most part.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Was there anything specifically you had written down or you want to bring up that you enjoyed?
We touched upon it briefly, but I think, you know, it's worth chatting about Hugh Jackman in this movie and how freaking good he is.
He's really good.
You know, we've been talking about how they're pushing the button a little too hard of the brooding, you know, dark lead, but he does such a good job of it and is able to bring a humanity to that character that perhaps on script level is you know, a little one note in for most of the movie, and just knowing that this is the last time he's playing that character, he's sort of giving it his all and really wants to send the character off with like a nice emotional sort of climax, and I think
definitely
he does such an awesome job in the film. The performances in general are very good.
I would agree with that actually, and like you said, even though the film is hitting that note a bit hard, it does makes sense. Like, he's always been the kind of gruff, negative one in the team, you know?
True.
So, like, pushed to the extreme when everyone else has been captured or killed and they're living in this sort of oppressive dystopia. You can see him becoming a man, like, depicted in this film. Which actually is reminded me that is another thing I liked about this film, which was just the vision of this dystopian future, like when they're on the highway and they have those kind of like self-driving trucks that are like whizzing past and almost killing people like carelessly.
Yeah, if
you don't get out of the fucking way, you just get smooshed. Like that was cool. I don't know, just had a sense of the not too distant future that felt kind of real and frightening.
Yes. Were there any other sort of highlights for you that you'd like to point out?
No. I was looking through my list and I really don't have anything else. I mean, we've already touched on this, but just in general, I do give it massive props for being much more interested in character. As much as I just said that they don't sort of delve into it in a mature way, I mean, it does take the time and you know that they're trying, even if they're sort of coming at it from the wrong angle, you know. So exactly like you said, that it's come from the right place, you know, they have the right ideas in mind, the execution just isn't quite there, I don't think. And I'd much prefer to see something like this that at least has a crack at something different and tries a new tone and a new focus than see, like, you know, the 16th Spider-Man film or something.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, for all, I think, you know, the reason that we're both picking at a lot of things in this movie is because of that, as I said, I guess, because it comes close and it's trying for something that we really appreciate and like, and so when it misses the mark, it's more obvious sort of, and you sort of feel it more, but I think in general it's you know, a good, it is a good film, and was great to see at the cinema. I saw it at a really packed screening, and you know, there was lots of like fun reactions from everyone watching, and it was a good experience. It's just, yeah, some of those other things around it that are just a bit troubling. I don't know. I just worry about where this is all going, you know.
I think that's like, the biggest thing too. Like, you're right about it coming so close, and that's what makes us perhaps a little bit more critical. I mean, I think it's twofold, that, or threefold, that the fact that the trailer was so fucking good, like, and coming off the Wolverine, which we both really liked, and that trailer just, like, I was so excited seeing that trailer. So expectations were very, very high. But then also, it missed in a different way than films usually miss. Like, if it was just plot issues, then perhaps you can sort of let them slide, and, you know, if you're having a good time, logical holes and things, you can perhaps, you know, easy to give a pass to. But this, like you said, is kind of like troubling on a slightly deeper level, and it's like, the more I think about it, the more uneasy about it, and kind of on an almost like moral level. And I don't want to get on like my high horse and say that I'm like above this film or anything, but I think that is making me sound more negative, because I really am wrestling with things that I'm not sure how I morally feel about their representation in this film, which is more difficult to forgive than like, yeah, plot points, yes, or dialogue or music or, you know, something like that. Thanks for listening to the pre-post film review. We'd love to hear what you guys thought about Logan. I feel like we are very much in the minority, so perhaps we're missing something. If big fans of X-Men or
big fans, little fans,
any size fans, email in and tell us why we're wrong. Convince us that this is perhaps has more depth than we're giving it credit for. And you can do that at prepostfilmreview@gmail.com. We reply to all the emails we get, so we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, totally. That would be great. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are listening to this podcast. And if you subscribe, you'll just get the episodes just straight to your device. And you probably know that already, but it's good little tip for you, and it helps, you know, us helps the show get more ear of I'm trying to think of like the listening equivalent of word of mouth. Like ear of something, I don't know. hear of ear Yeah, it helps us with our hear of ear.
Yeah.
Sound of ear, yeah. that's so stupid. So after you've subscribed, you can also like give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @prepostfr. Just a good way to keep in touch with what's happening with the show, and you know, get in contact with us there as well if you want to.
Definitely. We're also on Letterboxd. There are links to our profiles in the show notes, so you can see what John and myself have been watching outside of the podcast. And join us next episode when we're going to be chatting about the brand new King Kong film, Skull Island. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Cool.
Big
monkey boy.
Big monkey boy, yeah.
But the main nitpicky thing that it really annoyed me was the the fucking iPhone video that the mum, the nurse made.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Did she just, like, recorded 13 hours of footage, got her, like, Avid out, edited it beautifully over, like, a voiceover? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, like, how did she shoot some of that? It was a big, long
video.
She was, like, the phone was, like, in the face of, like, people doing tests. Like, was no one watching? She was just there with her iPhone, like...
Yeah, it did stretch it a bit. Like, it started off, you know, well. She was, like, hiding in the closet thing or whatever. Yeah. But then I guess they thought, well, if we sell it from the start with her hiding, then you won't question all this other stuff. But, yeah, it was very, like, she's just walking around, basically, at that point, just, like, filming everything.
Yeah, but just like, the way it was, like, literally edited. Like, it would cut back to her...
At
the hotel telling Logan or whatever, and then it would cut back to, like, running up the stairs, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, that was stupid. She was an amateur filmmaker. But, like, in the moment, it totally took me out. I was like, come on, guys.